now. Paul said, Paul is letting us know the power. Paul wants us to know God's power is found in Jesus Christ. Not found in us, but it's found in Jesus. But if you know Jesus and got Jesus, then that same power is found in you. It's found in Jesus. Otherwise, he tells us that Jesus' power is great than ours. Jesus' power is great that he rose from the dead. You got to believe that now unto him that is able, you must believe that he's able. You must believe. Do you believe? Don't just talk that stuff. You really got to believe. Amen. You got to believe. You got to plant that seed and believe it's going to grow. Amen. You got to plant that seed and you got to make sure and know it's going to grow. Say, he's able, huh? Do you believe he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think? Whatever you ask, he's able to do it. Whatever you think, he's able. Have you ever thought about something and you go to the Lord? He's able. You got to open up your heart. Open up your mind. Open up your spirit. You got to have a connection with the word of God and with the Lord. When you got a connection, then you're able to ask above or whatever you need, whatever you need in your life, the accident shall be given. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the only way you know that, you got to check the word out. You must know the word. You got to know the word. If you don't know the word, you'll fall. You'll fall, huh? He said, whatever you ask, abundantly, exceedingly. You think, according to the power, worketh in us. Worketh in us. Look at it. If God is able, we know he's able. But you got to know it for yourself. Let's check the book out. Because before I do anything, I know he's able. But I got to have some witness. I got to check the book. If I'm on time to line my life up, my life for where I'm going, I need to check some witness in the Bible. And you are a witness what God can do. We see God is able. Exodus 14 and 13, Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still. The Lord shall fight for you. Hold your peace. Lift up the rod. Stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. Then shall you go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. God is able. They relied that he's able. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. How you know he's able, God? Well, Gideon said, I don't want you to just believe Moses. Gideon told me, you got to believe me, too. I said, Gideon, what you got to tell me? Gideon said, the Lord told me, the people I have it too many. He said, I was happy. I want a whole crowd. I can shout because I got a crowd. But God told me, don't shout, did. Because all those that with you is not really with you. All those that you think is with you, they're not with you, Gideon. Don't get too happy because you got a crowd. Gideon said, but Lord, they're all that Gideon. God said, well, I'm going to tell you something. Tell those who's afraid. If they're afraid, let them go home. And Gideon said, okay, Lord, I'm going to test them. And he said that 22,000, they left out. Left 10,000. Huh? Oh, the Lord said unto him, you have still too many. Otherwise, I can't get the glory because you got too many. God said, if you're going to see that I'm able, you got to get rid of some more. Otherwise, you don't have to get rid of them. They're going to get rid of themselves. Huh? He said, tell them, you still got too many. Left 10,000. The Lord said, you still have too many. Use Tell those who go down, bring them down to the heart, bring them down to the river. And I'm going to look at them. And those that lap like a dog, those that lick up, left 300. And the Lord say, I can take them 300 and use them in my glory. Yes, sir. You see, it don't take that many. All they take is a faithful few. Faithful few. Faithful few. Amen. That's all they take. And he found out, Gideon found out that God is able. Oh, God is able, huh? God told Isaiah, amen, I will do a new thing. And I shall spring forth. And I will make a way out of no way. Because I'm able. Because he's able. You got to trust God and believe he's able, huh? Jesus said, he told them, you don't believe I'm able? Jesus asked them, well, shall we buy? Where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat? Now, Philip stood up and said, Lord, we got too many people. We ain't got enough to, amen, to feed them. Send them home. That sounds like some of us. We don't trust God. We trust our mind, our heart. But you got to stand on the word of God, huh? He said 200 is not enough to feed all these people. But Jesus said, make him sit down. He fed 5,000. Two little fish, loaf of bread. Why he did that, huh? Because he's able. He's able. All you got to do is trust, huh? And then the Bible says he had some leftovers. Huh? He had, anybody love leftovers? Especially God's leftover. Oh, yeah, God is able, I'm trying to tell you. All you got to do is believe that he's able to do all things. Well, I was about to close. And I had somebody that told me, the woman told me, said, don't leave me out, Pastor. Somebody need to know he's able. And the woman with issue of blood for 12 long years. She suffered 12 long years. Heartache and pain. Bleeding every day, every day, every minute. She went to a doctor. Nobody can do her no good. They wasn't able to help her. And sometimes you go to his doctor, he's not able. But oh, when you go to Dr. Jesus, when you just call on Dr. Jesus, something the Lord going to send you to the doctor just for you to go to Dr. Jesus. She went to a doctor. Amen. She hit rock bottom. She lost all she had. Her little money she had to go on vacation. Her little money she had, she couldn't do nothing. But she tried Jesus. She walked to the crowd and she said, if I just can touch the hem of his garment. I don't want to touch him. They want to touch the hem. And she was made whole. And she found out that God is able. Found out that Jesus is able. All you got to do is just step out on faith. Now unto him, he's able to do abundantly whatever we ask, my brother and sister, in the life. Have you ever done anything in your life? He's more to do. He can do it more. All you got to do is step out on faith. Well, you check the record. What about your life? What the Lord have done in your life? Have you done anything that you can tell somebody that he is able? Have you brought you to the crossroad of your life that you was almost ready to throw in the towel? But you, because the prayer you had, because the faith you had, and you trust in the living Jesus, you know you were bogged down. You really didn't know which way to go. But you heard and you had a contact with the Lord. And you found out that he is able to do more than you asked him. Have you ever stepped out on faith? And you believe that whatever you ask the Lord, it shall be done. You ever came down to a situation that you found yourself that you didn't know which way to go and which way to turn. But you thought about the goodness and the mercy of the Lord that he's able to see you through. I'm looking at some of you this morning. You know you're not here just because of your goodness and your mercy. But you here because the Lord is able. You saw him bring you through. You saw what the Lord has done, and you can stand tall and say, what a mighty God we serve. Anybody that witnessed in the house, know that he's able. He brought you through that when nobody else can see you through. He provided for you. He made a way for you. And you know this morning that you are a living witness. You are a living testimony of what the Lord has done for you. You know God is able and he's all right. If you don't mind sharing the world, you ought to stand up on your feet. You ought to wave your hand. If you know the Lord brought you from a mighty long ways, you ought to tell the world that he's able. I know he's able. I was down and out. I really didn't know how I was going to make it. But I called on the name of Jesus. And I heard Jesus say, if every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Have you ever went down on your knees and you prayed to God and seemed like nothing happened, but you kept on praying and you felt the power of God, and you know that God is able to bring you through. He's able. Anybody here can testify that if it had not been for the mercy of God, I wouldn't be here this morning. Can anybody testify that he brought you from a mighty long way, and he's able? Can you say it? Can you say it? And what a mighty God we serve. Oh, shook. My soul ain't got happy, because on every time I think about what the Lord has done for me, he brought me from a mighty long way. Have you brought anybody from a long way? You are a witness that he's all right and he's good. Can you say it? Come on and say it. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. It was nobody but Jesus. It was nobody but the Lord. You ought to tell somebody, if you want to see a miracle, look at me. If you want to see a way maker, look at me. I am a miracle. I'm a walking miracle. And he's all right. And he's good. How you know? Because he died for my sin. But early, I say early, I say early, I say early, he got up with all power in his hand. And he's all right. And he's all right. Can you say it? Say yeah. Yeah. Ah! He's the only one that can do it. He's able. He's able. But you got to believe that he's able. He's the only one that can see you through. And I know he's able. I'm a witness that he's able. Amen. I'm a witness. Some of you know, you really weren't supposed to be here. Some of you know, you weren't supposed to be here. Could have been dead. Matter of fact, you were supposed to die. But God didn't say no. But God said no. That's how you know he's able. Some of you were about to give up. You didn't know you were going to ever make it. But God is able. He gave us all strength. And you got to know for yourself that he's able. And I'm a living witness. You are a living witness that he's able to do abundantly, exceedingly, whatever you ask or think. Because he brought you through. And because he brought you through, you ought to praise God every day of your life. Because you're a witness of what he can do. Give God a hand clap of praise. I'm done.
You've been been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows: Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, our phone number is 318-253-4187. Until next time, may God richly bless you. You've been listening to the Starlight Baptist Church with host pastor Reverend Van Jones. Our church is located at 3538 Highway 1 in Marksville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows: Sunday school 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and our regular service begins at 11 a.m. If you would like to correspond with this ministry,